listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. We are now about to start Romans chapter 9. And we're going to glean from God's word as to what Paul is saying in this epistle. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to be here, O God, to share your word, O God, with your people. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will keep our hearts and minds stayed on you because we trust in you. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you will guide us into all truth. Illuminate your word to us, O God. For your word tells us that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. So we pray, O God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, as your word is revealed to us, O God, that we will walk in truth. We will walk in holiness. We will walk in righteousness. We will walk according to your will, bringing honor and glory to your name. Have your way, we pray. Breathe upon those that are listening at this time. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will practice your word. We pray, O God, that you will stir up in us a hunger and a thirst for more of you. O God, ignite a fire in us, Jesus, that we will burn brightly for you. Have your way in us, we pray. Take full control of everything that will be said and done this evening. And in everything, mighty God, I pray that your great name will be glorified. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. For you alone are God, you alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. So I thank you for who you are and for what you're doing in this season. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we say, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. So we are in chapter 9, and we can see in chapter 9 that Paul refers a lot to his own Jewish people, his kinsmen, and he wants them to be saved. He wants them to have a relationship with the risen Jesus. He didn't want them to just rest on the fact that they were God's chosen people, but the new covenant has now come where they have to put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Son. So we see here Paul continues to speak of God's righteousness and his mercy unto all those who will put their trust in Jesus. So in verse 1 of Romans chapter 9, the word said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Verse 2 of Romans 9, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Why was Paul having this great heaviness and continual sorrow in his heart? Look at verse 3. He said, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. He was speaking of the Jewish people here. Paul being a Jew, he said, I wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul was continuously mourning or grieving over the refusal of his own Jewish people to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. They refused. Many of them refused to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said such strong words, people of God, against himself, that he wished that he was accursed from Christ for the sake of the salvation of the Jewish people. Paul said that he was willing to forsake his own salvation if it could save his own Jewish kinsmen. That's how strongly he felt about them rejecting Jesus Christ, that he could speak in such a manner. So it is showing us the love that he has for his people. And when he realized they were rejecting Jesus Christ, the Messiah, He was grieved in his heart, so he spoke in this fashion. Look at verse 4. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? So Paul was saying and listing all the privileges of the Jewish nation. They were adopted as God's people. They were God's chosen people. They saw God's glory demonstrated to them. People of God will remember when they were taken from bondage out of Egypt, and as they traveled through the wilderness, remember, God's glory was with them all through the time. The pillar of cloud by day and the fire by night was showing God's glory with his people all along the journey. So Paul said, they see all these privileges, all the goodness of God demonstrated to them, but yet they receive not the Son. They receive not Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Remember, they were the ones that received the covenants. People of God, we read of the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 17, and which was shown by the sign of circumcision of that covenant with Father Abraham. We see the Mosaic covenant, the old covenant, the laws and the commandments were given to the children of Israel. So Paul was just listing all the different privileges that came to this country, to this nation, to these people. God's divine will was being demonstrated in the lives of the Jewish people, of the Israelites. But they failed. They failed to receive Jesus Christ as the Messiah. So the word of God tells us, look on God's service to Israel. He was always there for them. He was always their caretaker. And he's always faithful to his promises, to his people. And he has always been faithful to the Jewish people. And when you look at Genesis 12:3, it tells us, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So all of this came through the Jewish people, through Abrahamic line, people of God. And the blessing will come through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But they failed to receive the Messiah. They were God's chosen people. They had the covenant, divine covenant, was given to Israel. But they failed in receiving the Messiah. When he came, they refused him. They rejected him. Can the Messiah come from Galilee? Can he be born and come through Nazareth? No. They were looking at things because they saw that Jesus was grown up in Galilee. He was called a Nazarene. The word tells us that the word has to be fulfilled. He was not born in Nazareth. He was born in Bethlehem, as was prophesied. Every bit of God's word has to be fulfilled. But they were not looking deep enough. They did not look to see where Christ was born. It was prophesied, people of God, in Micah 5:2, that he would be born in Bethlehem. O Bethlehem of Judah, you are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. People of God, if they had stopped to really dig deep, they would find out that the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up in Nazareth because he had to be called a Nazarene. So people of God, they did not want to know. When we want to know, people of God, we will seek to know. So they blind their eyes and they block their ears and they refuse to hear and to know and understand that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. So Paul was just telling of all the privileges that the Jewish people have, but yet they failed to receive Jesus. Look at verse 5 of Romans 9. whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Paul was saying that the fathers belong to the Jewish people, the fathers such as he spoke of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These were called the fathers of Israel. So all these fathers belong to the Jewish people, and that Christ came as a man through the lineage of the Jewish people. So Christ, who is over all, he is Lord over all of humanity. He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah, the perfect God-man. He's blessed of God forever. Amen. So Paul was just reminding the Jewish audience who were in Rome at this time, reading this epistle, telling them of the covenant relationship that God has with his people Israel, and that out of the lineage of the people of Israel, out of that Abrahamic lineage, came the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So people of God, we have to understand all of this the Lord put in place so that his son would come through the lineage of Abraham. And he's blessed of God forever. The word of God tells us that whosoever bless Abraham, he said, whosoever bless you will be blessed. Who curse you will be cursed. And in you shall all the nations, all the families of the earth be blessed. So people of God, we have to come to understand that we can now only be blessed by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son. It doesn't matter if we are Jews or Gentile. We have to put our faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the anointed one. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Look at verse 6 of Romans chapter 9. Not as though the word of God has taken effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. So not everyone who are of Israel is truly God's people. God's people are now identified as those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ. People of God, we have to understand this. Not everyone of Israel is truly God's people. That's what Paul was saying. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. So not all of them are God's people who are of Israel. They have to now put their trust. It's a new covenant. They have to now put their trust in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Let us refer to Galatians 6, 15 through 16. The word of God said, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. So it's neither that we are circumcised or Jewish. Do we speak of the circumcision as a Jewish people, nor are we Gentiles, but a new creature in Christ Jesus. So we have, as we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we become new creature in Christ Jesus. The word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we see, people of God, as the word said here, look at verse 16 of Galatians 6. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. The Israel of God is the people who have put their trust in Jesus. So Paul said, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. So the Israel of God is those that have put their trust in Jesus. Let us also refer to Ephesians 2, 11 through 13. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles, Paul was speaking to the Ephesians, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, so the Gentiles are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, by the Jews. that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But look at verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, he who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ Jesus. The people of God is showing us that those that now put their trust in Jesus, whether you are Jews or Gentile, we are now identified as the people of God. So the Gentile will come, but because they have put their trust in Jesus Christ, now they can draw nigh to God the Father through Jesus Christ. They can come near through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ has paved the way and has reconciled humanity to God the Father. So whether Jew or Gentile, we who have put our trust in Jesus Christ are now the people of God, are now the Israel of God. So we can see through the scriptures, people of God, that it's not about whether we are Jews or Gentile. The truth is that it's about those that have put their trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. So we have to put our trust in Jesus before we can now be God's covenanted people. We are now in a new covenant. Jesus said, "The new covenant is in my blood." So those that have put their trust in Jesus Christ are now under the new covenant, which is the blood covenant, because of the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice that was made at the cross for us. So you and I today, whether Jews or Gentile, we can become the children of God through putting our trust in Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us in John 1 that he came unto his own. Jesus came unto his own Jewish people, and they received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power or the right to become children of God. So it's the word of God, people of God, that we go by. The word of God is our governing authority. The infallible word of God is our rule of faith. So we believe the word of God, what it says, and we will practice what it says. So it's the word of God that tells us that we are now children of God, all those that have put their trust in Jesus Christ. Look at verse 7 of Romans chapter 9. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So it's neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Paul was saying that although Abraham had children with, he had a child with Hagar, he had children with Keturah, these children were not the promised seed. But Isaac was the son of promise, who is the righteous seed, people of God, through which the Messiah came. So the Messiah came through the righteous seed, through the seed of promise, the son of promise, Isaac. So in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In Isaac shall the spiritual son come forth. The spiritual son shall come forth from the lineage of Isaac, not the other children from Abraham. So we see, people of God, the Lord is calling us to understand his word and to understand that the spiritual seed is Christ Jesus, the righteous one. He is the only one that is righteous, people of God. But he came through the lineage of Abraham. Look at verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So Paul was saying, they that which are born of the flesh are not the children of God, but the children of the spiritual birth are counted as the children of God. The children which are of the spiritual birth, those that have put their trust in the righteous one, Jesus Christ, that came through the lineage of Isaac, Jesus the Messiah. So we are children of God, those who have put our trust in the righteous one, in the spiritual Son, Jesus Christ. He is the one. He is the second Adam, people of God. The second man is spiritual. The first is of the earth, earthy. The second is of heaven. He is spiritual. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians 15, 46 and 47. The word of God said, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So the second man, the spiritual man, came through the lineage of Abraham, came through the seed of Isaac. Look on verse 9 of Romans 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. So we see, people of God, this promise was coming from way back in Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. The word tells us in Genesis 18, verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and to Sarah thy wife shall have, and Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. So the angel came and told Abraham that at this time, next year I'm coming back, Sarah will have a son. And this came to pass, people of God, as we know, and Sarah gave birth to Isaac, the son of promise. For through Isaac, the families of the earth will be blessed. Through Isaac, because the righteous seed comes through Isaac. So through the promise, son, Isaac being the son of promise, Christ the Messiah came through Isaac. And because of Jesus Christ, all the families of the earth will be blessed. So the blessings come through the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who came through the lineage of Isaac and Abraham. So the word is telling us that Jesus Christ is the one who will bless all the families of the earth. In him, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And that is speaking of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who came through the lineage of Abraham and his son Isaac. Look at verse 10 of Romans 9. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. Look at verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. So people of God, so we see here even with Rebekah, who had Esau and Jacob, we see in verse 12, it said, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. So we see this going according to God's sovereign will, God's sovereign plan. So we, people of God, must understand that God is God, and he does as he please. So he told Rebekah that they were twins. We're going to refer to Genesis 25, 21 through 23. Genesis 25 and 21 through 23. The word of God tells us. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Verse 23, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger people of God. That's God's sovereign plan, God's sovereign will being demonstrated here. He does as he pleases. So he chose the younger to rule and the older to serve the younger. That's his plan. So it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as Paul was writing here, referring to Genesis 25, 21 to 23. Look at verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And what the word is saying here, God is God, so God cannot hate, but Jacob is preferred. Jacob is placed at that place where God wants him to be, at the place of leading. He is the one that will be leading his brother. The brother will be serving him. So God does as he pleases. So we see that written in Malachi 1, 2 to 3. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. That doesn't mean God hated Esau, but God is saying that in my plan, Jacob takes first place and Esau will have to serve him. He is a sovereign God. Look at what Paul said in verse 14 of chapter 9. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. By no means. Absolutely not. God is not unrighteous, people of God. God is sovereign. He is in control of everything. He does as he pleases. We must understand that, people of God. He chose whom he wants to choose to carry out his will. We are not to question the acts of God, but we see them as his sovereign will for us. So we have to come to that place of understanding that God is God. We can't tell him what to do or what not to do. He chose whom he wants to choose. And he does as he pleases. Verse 15 said, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. He is God. He does as he pleases. So we have to come to understand that God is a sovereign God. He rules and reigns over everything, and he does as he pleases. So we thank God for his word to us this evening. And we just pray that we have gleaned from this word and we'll understand that all those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ, both Jews and Gentiles, have become children of God because they have placed their faith in the only begotten Son of God. God bless you. Thank you all for listening. And we pray that you will all come to that place of having a relationship with Jesus Christ, the righteous Son. Bless the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for your word to us this evening, reminding us that you are the sovereign God. You do as you please. So we just thank you, mighty God, that we, O God, are your people, and we will walk in obedience to your will. So we pray, O God, for your spirit of obedience to be upon us, that we will be willing to say yes to you at all times. Cover us and keep us under your blood, and keep us, O God, satisfied in you as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus, and we give thanks and say amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And we pray that you will listen again next week and be blessed as the word of God comes forth. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.